I like that phrase, he is interceding. But it's interesting that he is not interceding by himself. So Judah gathered together. Sounds like a prayer meeting. It sounds like a very full prayer meeting. And it starts out in verse 6 by giving the Lord his rightful place. It starts out, O Lord, the God of our fathers, art thou not God in the heavens? Giving the Lord his rightful place. And then he carries on remembering the blessings that the Lord has given. Did he not do all these great things in verse 7 and so on? And if we think of other prayers, we hear this echoed. I think Moses reminds the Lord of things that he has done in prayers too. And in other places we can see that. And so it struck me that as this intercession is going on, the people are all there. And for us, is there not an application then if we disregard the prayer meeting? Are we also then disregarding the fact that the presence of the Lord is important? And here there was a need, there was a pressing need, and so they came. But do we not also have pressing needs before us, considering the topic of revival? You know, it struck me that we have had this topic for more than a year now in conferences. We studied Hezekiah. We looked at Nehemiah. And now we are here. And we are here again. Others have reminded me that in not too distant past, we were here before. What is God telling us? God delights to hear our collective prayer. When we don't know what to do, when we fall before him, we are saying, Lord, we recognize that you know what to do. And that is the prayer here. And our eyes to be upon him. And if we are truly in prayer before the Lord, and if we are truly doing so in faith, then as we will read, that faith actually anticipates the victory that God will provide. So this is not a prayer of a last resort. This is a prayer to Almighty God, knowing that all things are in his hands. And as the song goes, we wish them there.